Hello, everybody. Okay. So by this time, I imagine everyone has broken their fast, and Tisha B'Av is now, thank God, behind us. We hope that when we come back to Tisha B'Av, it will be a time that we will celebrate the rejoicing of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu. But I just wanted to think about one idea that has always been of interest to me, and that is the concept that we say Al Naros Vavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachino Bizachino Tzion. The entire day we spent fasting, and Ashal Shudeth, we said Al Naros Vavel. So the question that we ask is, why does it say Gam Bachino? It should say Shir Malos, right? It should say Al Naros Vavel, by the waters of Babylon, Sham Yashavnu, there we sat, Ubachino, and we cried, Bizachrenu Estiyon, when we recalled Zion before it was destroyed 1953 years ago. So the answer is that the reason why it says Gam Bachinu, and we also cried, that indicates that there was already crying that took place, that the waters themselves were crying. Why were the waters crying? And if you think about it, when you cry, or when I cry, and nobody should ever cry, but when we do, we have tears, and those tears are salty. And similarly, when we go into the ocean and we swim a little bit, and if we, digest a little bit of that seawater, it's salty and it's uncomfortable and needs to be desalinated so that we can consume it. We can't just simply drink the water from the sea. We need to do some form of processing in order to cleanse it. The question is, why is the sea crying? Why is the water of the ocean so bitter? And the answer is that when Hashem created the world, there was one level of water. And then, shortly after creation, that there was a separation between the two waters, Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. The Mayim Tachtonim, obviously, are the sea, the river, streams. And the Mayim Elyonim are in the clouds, as we say, Shamayim. What does Shamayim refer to? The Gemara explains that Shamayim is a Rashi Tevas or Shamayim. There is water, because as we all know, it evaporates and it goes right up to the clouds, and then it rains, and then it brings back the water back down to earth. So there was a separation between the waters. And if you go to an ocean and you listen to the waves, you actually can watch the waves, but listen to them as well. You hear them crashing one into the other. And what are the waves really saying to one another? Look at me. I'm that much higher than you are. I'm a little bit higher. How am I a little bit higher? My wave stretches a little bit higher than yours. And why is it that they're stretching so hard to become a bigger wave, a tidal wave? And the answer is because, as the Zohar Kaddish says, Anan bin an lemet v'kaimalka. They want to come back to their eternal source. Excuse me, a dry throat after drinking a little coffee. They want to come back to their eternal source. What is their eternal source? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamayim. So what is it about the water that caused it to be pacified? The answer is because when we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. And when we poured the water against the side of the Beis HaMikdash, it pacified the Beis HaMikdash. It pacified the water. The water was sweet. And when we took the Nisach HaYayin, much the same, we sweetened the wine, if it wasn't already that sweet, but the water surely was sweet. And it's possible to suggest that even during those times that the sea, the ocean, was not salty. It was sweet, that if somebody did digest some of the water, it wouldn't hurt them, wouldn't harm them, wouldn't be uncomfortable for them. It would just be something easy to digest. And so, just like Poland Spring or any of these water companies are all over the place, never understood why you have to pay for water. But you do, if you understand this concept. And so, by means of a parable, if you're traveling on a first-class plane ticket to Israel or to some other place, and you get up to use a restroom, and then you come back and you see somebody who is sitting in the back of the plane, now all of a sudden he's sitting in your seat. And you say, no, I want to sit in my seat. And the guy says, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait until we land. And so that's the same type of analogy. that the water desired to come back to its eternal source. And when we approached the waters of Babylon, by that time the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we were exiled. And so we were in a state of lamentation. And so we cried. But our crying was already precipitated by the crying of the ocean itself that no longer had the Nisach HaMayim. And so that's the reason why we say, Shav Yashavnu, there we sat, Gam Bachinu, we also cried. And that explains why the waters themselves were crying. So when we now, Baruch Hashem, when we're able to move ourselves forward, and as we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elacha v'Nashuva Chadashenenu Kikedem, we look forward to a time, we look forward to a time and a space that all of us will be together, that it wouldn't be any division in the ranks and the file of the Jewish people. As we all know that there was division that caused so much machlokas, that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, simply because people couldn't get along. Al Shenagu Kavod Zebazeh, as we said during the 3 weeks, you know, leading up to this part, you know, during Sukkot, during Pesach and Shavuos, we have those 32 days, Lag BaOmer, 33 days. And so the same thing is true, you know, throughout the year. You know, there's a message here of separation, but there's also the message of love and unity and togetherness. And that's something that all Klal Yisrael could benefit from. And it should be the will of each one of us that we should take upon ourselves to see the positive elements of our friends, of our neighbors, of our families, and not to focus on the negative. And as I said a long time ago, that if we're able to only speak positive, then others can only speak positive of us. It's the way that Bilaam was unable to say anything negative about the Jewish people because we did not see into the Pesach of someone else's home. We were not therefore jealous of someone else's belongings, and as a result of not being jealous, we had nothing negative to say. But even more so than that, because we were so positive, there was no jealousy, and therefore there was no hatred, and therefore there was no murder. And all of this is rooted in Losachman, as the Ramban explains. If we understand the message of jealousy, not to be jealous, then we will hopefully, God willing, be preserved in the sense that we will not expose ourselves to any form of harm by ill speech of others. And so this is really the culmination of where we had striven to be and now where we are today. So God willing, when we approach Shabbos, Nachamu, 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 Ami, that the reason why we have a double lashon of Nachamu, Nachamu is because it's a double kiflayim, that when we discuss the times and circumstances that were challenging for us, and we look back at them as an aberration, as a dream, because when Mashiach comes, God willing, that will be it will be like something that we can really look back on and say, oh, you remember those times, how difficult they were? And now, Baruch Hashem, we're enjoying the Gula Shalema. So it should be the Ratzon that we should usher in a time of again, unity and togetherness, and in Netzchus, we should only be Mizakeh to strengthen ourselves and in good health and with Parnasa Tova and everything good that comes along with Birchas HaChodesh. I wish everyone the very best and a very successful week. This is Mordechai Plotzker in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Have a wonderful night.